Yeah, we didn't have our best practice, but I think the guys understand what this week means to us, and we need to bring the same kind of energy and effort this week.
What's it mean to you?
I mean, it's just our 10th game of the year. I mean, it's an important game for us, but nothing more than that.
At one point, you had said that you had wanted to bring a bunch of friends down to San Francisco and really beat the 49ers years ago. You were first drafted by the Pack. Still feel that same passion?
No. When I was young, I don't even remember saying that, but, you know, it's an important game for us. Where we're at in the season. They're 4-5. We're 5-4. And, you know, other than that, though, it's our defense against their offense, our offense against their defense. It's my childhood team growing up, but, you know, I'm here, and they're there, and they're coming here to try and beat us, so we got to bring good effort.
What's it like, though, for you to play against your childhood team? Look at that opportunity.
No, it's fun. I mean, it's exciting. Obviously, you know, once a fan, always a fan, so I followed them, you know, like to see how they're doing, and pulling for Alex, you know, as we got to know each other before the draft and became friends, and definitely happy he's got another chance and he's doing well, so it's good to see. It'd be kind of surreal seeing them on the other sidelines, but we played against them in the preseason last year, so it's not like the first time, the second time.
You mentioned your friends. What he endured here the last few seasons, were you able to help him out because of, you went through a little disappointment with the draft yourself and had some trials and tribulations? Was he able to lean on you?
No, I mean, we're not that close, but, you know, we're always friendly when we see each other and definitely feeling for him. You know, with not only the on-the-field stuff that he's dealt with, but the off-the-field stuff as well. He's been through a lot, and then it's good to see him kind of out the other side and doing well.
Because of that draft and you two being the quarterbacks and storyline, there's always going to be a lot of inclination to do comparisons and so on and so forth. Looking back now, are you glad the route that you went was better served as opposed to him being thrust in right away and having the players?
Well, I think there's positives to both sides. I wouldn't change what happened. I mean, it was difficult to go through that, you know, one day in April, but I think it's made all the difference now, looking back, you know, 4.5 years later at where I'm at and the situation I'm in and to be living in a great city like Green Bay and playing for an amazing team with the tradition that the Green Bay Packers have and with the great fans and with a great opportunity here, you know, with a good group of guys to make a run this year. And you know, obviously at the time you're wondering, you know, where's God's plan and all this, but I think looking back you can kind of see his hand and all of that.
Aaron, in the last game when these two teams met 2006, Master Park, you're on crutches and have to be walk along with you going to the concourse. And all the 49er fans recognize you as the Cal fans. And they gave you this great walk. And then you went down the field to join your teammates and there's people in the stands that see you coming out there and they give you an ovation. That has to continue today, right? Every time you go home and back to the Bay Area, you got fans of fans.
I love going back to the Bay Area, you know, to be able to play there for 2 years at Cal and really be a part of something special, kind of bringing back, you know, the pride at Cal football. Not I wasn't solely responsible, but the teams that we had, to go 8-6 my sophomore year, win a bowl game against Virginia Tech and come back the next year and be 10-1 the regular season. You know, it was a special feeling. We had a special team, and I think, you know, it was a special time for University of California to get their football program back to where it is with Jeff Tedford in charge. He's done a great job with them. And obviously, whenever I go back to the Bay Area, it's all a lot of love and affection. And obviously, you know, it was tough to leave there at the time. But I thought at the time I might just go across the Bay. You know, but I love going back home to California, especially the Bay Area.
How long did it take for you to get over what happened?
How long did it take to get over it? I mean, it took a few days, but you know, once I got here, I realized I had a great opportunity in front of me to learn and get better and improve and just believe that one day down the line I was going to get an opportunity.
With the way the defense played on Sunday,
Jermichael back? I'm excited about that. I really am. And I love throwing to the big guy. He makes plays for us down the field, and having him back, you know, it just adds another element to our offense. You know, but in his absence, I thought Donald Lee's made some big catches. Spencer, all he does is catch touchdowns, and he's made some plays for us. So I think he's been a little anxious to get back. Definitely, he's worked hard in the weight room and training room to get back, and then we're excited to have him back.
Do you ever expect Spencer making the plays that he made? I mean, being on the practice squad, his opportunity, every time he throws the ball, he's in the end zone, he's catching like nobody's business.
He's made some catches that have surprised maybe even himself this year. The catch and run at Cleveland was great. The catch he had against Minnesota, the first one for a touchdown, was an excellent catch. He's done some great things. You know, I think, you know, myself and Matt Flynn, you know, we saw the ability and the talent when he was working at tight end on the scout team. I don't know if anybody envisioned him to be this big a part of our offense, but like I said, it couldn't happen to a better guy, and he works his butt off, and it's good to see him doing well.
Two more questions for Aaron, please.
Is the defense, the way they played on Sunday, does that take a little bit of pressure off you guys to have to put points on the board?
Yeah, it takes a lot of pressure off. It's nice. You know, when they're putting us in good situations and stopping them and flipping the field position, I think it's special teams. You got to give them credit as well. Jeremy punting the ball and our cover teams covering down and, you know, putting us in good situations. You know, whenever you have get the ball on the three-yard line, you know, that's a great deal for us. But, you know, keeping them out of the end zone, causing turnovers, keeping the momentum, getting the crowd involved, it takes a lot of pressure off the offense. At the same time, you kind of put pressure on yourself. It's like, hey, our defense is playing so well. Let's keep them off the field a little bit. Let's get some points on the board.
When it comes to the Packers and 49ers, is there a particular game, maybe in the mid-90s, that comes to mind?
The
T.O. catch?
I mean, the T.O. catch, probably. Yeah. I can't remember who I was rooting for that game because I was a Favre fan after Joe Montana retired, but still kind of torn because I was a Steve Young 49er fan. But that was a great game, great finish. Fumble, actually, on the last drive, no replay at the time. I'm sure you guys remember that. Jerry Rice, my second all-time favorite player, actually fumbled. They couldn't review it. That probably comes to mind, definitely.
Where'd you watch that game?
I'm sure I was at my house. Got home from church. Watch the game.